play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg boys basketball team takes on Alleman tonight in Western Big Six Conference play. Let's go to public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups.
Number three, Nate Sheets. Number four, Dane Hodge. Number 11, Connor Fitch. Number 12, Sam Maticek. And number 24, Chase Vandergenst. The Pioneers are coached by Kyle Murray. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6 foot senior, number one, Nick Fields. A 6'4" senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6'2 senior, number 12, Justin Andoff. A 6'1 senior, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'6 junior, number 34, Jalen McCants. The Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Blackout night is the theme. And the Silver Streaks are really hoping to warm things up even more than they are in John Thiel Gymnasium already with the Alleman Pioneers in town. They have lost five in a row on the season, 8-16 overall, and 0-8 in the Western Big Six. The Silver Streaks are trying to get back to the 500 mark with their third consecutive victory here tonight, coming off victories at home 2 weeks ago against Rock Island and last week on the road at United Township. Jalen McCants and Chase Vandergenst in the midcourt circle. We're ready to get this underway, and the Silver Streaks win the tip with Nick Fields in the backcourt walking across the timeline into the hands right side of Justin Endoff in front of the
and Alleman
bench.
In that zone.
Bounce pass down low. McCants goes right at Vandergenst, shoots over him and scores, and banks it in slightly off the glass.
And as always, if you can get the ball inside against the zone, you want to do that, and we did it very successfully there, and Alleman already in a timeout.
They got a trap right along the baseline on the inbound to Dane Hodge. I mean, what, Steve, a half a step across the baseline, and the Silver Streaks trapped him right away. And 18 seconds into the game, Alleman forced to burn a 30-second timeout.
And like that, we're coming out to be the aggressors from the get-go here and try to put a stranglehold on this thing, even though you can't do that and win a game in the first minute. You can certainly make a statement and be off and running.
You know, in all the years I've called basketball, I don't know that I've ever seen a timeout called 18 seconds into the game.
Not good.
But, you know, we talk about how Mike Reynolds has used his timeouts to try to educate his team and increase their basketball knowledge. Certainly that's as much of what that timeout was about.
And Coach Murray saw something he didn't like, and to his credit, he's going to call that timeout and try to make that change, adjustment, whatever it was that he needed to do there.
Can't just lollygag it into the first spot you find right on the baseline when the team's playing full court press against you.
What's the saying? You can't win it, but you can sure lose it early.
That's right. Right side drive by Dane Hodge. Cut off in the lane, leans in, puts up a bad shot. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Silver Streaks trying to add to a 2-0 lead. McCants all the way, lost a handle on it down the lane. Cunningham with a rebound and a tie-up called, and Alleman will get it back.
And that's one of those where Jalen going coast to coast there just got himself a little bit out of control there. Right idea. Settle down, take the foot off the pedal a little bit, and he's got his layup, making a great play there.
Holloman breaks the press. Hodge down the right side. The sophomore just throws it toward the basket when he gets to the right side of the lane. And then the Silver Streaks couldn't handle the rebound. Two guys there, but neither one of them could hang on to it. And the ball dribbles out of bounds back to the Pioneers. 2-0 Silver Streaks. Sam Matichek, the three-sport all-star for Holloman, to inbound from the baseline. And a five-second call. He couldn't find anybody. And the Streaks' defense forces a turnover.
Great job away from the ball there, denying that inbounds pass. And that's a difficult chore. And we did that very successfully, got the turnover.
Nick Fields will creep across midcourt. Of course, he and Matichek will do battle on the baseball field once the Western Big Six Conference season gets going in the spring. Right side, pull-up jumper, Cunningham. Shot rolls off the rim. Rebound underneath by Nate Sheets for the Pioneers. They bring it into the front court. On the left side, it's Vandergrift. Vandergrift at 6'3", the tallest Holloman player. And inlet pass intended, flashing through the lane. Fitch, and Endoff knocks it out.
Nice job by Justin as he fronted the cutter going through with his inside arm through and got a deflection there. That's textbook defense on a cutter.
Down the lane, shot up. Can't get it in inside of Anderson. But the offensive rebound put back by Sam Matichek. And their first basket of the game ties it up at 2. Jalen McCants in the corner, tries to throw it into the lane, and Holloman read it perfectly. Vandergrift intercepts the pass intended for Keith Cunningham. Now at the other end, Streaks create a loose ball. Holloman chases it down in the corner. Matichek drives, blocked by Anderson. Loose ball on the second rejection. Cunningham picks it up. One on three, dribbles into traffic, and Holloman takes it right back. Lob into the front court. Here's Matichek down the lane. Leaves it off to Vandergrift on the low blocks up and in.
And one of the things we don't want to do is turn it over with a live ball turnover and allow them to get easy baskets. They don't have enough firepower to score in the half court, so we certainly don't want to give them a get out of jail free and let them score easy baskets off of turnovers.
Justin Endoff out high, picks up his dribble, skips it over to Quinn Anderson. Now on the left side below us, Cunningham fakes right, goes left, cut off, gets it to Anderson, flashing into the lane. Shot goes off the mark, off the rim. Rebound fought for on the floor, picked up by Nate Sheets as he took it away from Jalen McCants. Quickly into the front court, Pioneers, and an offensive foul called. Yes, Vandergrift blasted into the lane. Endoff was there waiting to draw the charge.
And that's a great job anticipating that there'll be no jump stop, picking up the charge. Justin's an extremely intelligent basketball player. Those are the little things that add up to big things there. Taking the charge there, taking a basket off the board, potentially getting one here for us.
Not quite 3 minutes into the game. Silver Streaks trailing 4-2 here early. Bounce pass in the lane. Another tough pass intended for McCants. And Holloman reached in and poked it loose. Streaks create a loose ball on the other end, but the Pioneers get it. In the lane, Sheets cut off just inside the free throw line. Now feeds it to the outside. And back up top toward half court we go into the hands of Matichek in the midcourt circle. 3.5 minutes into the game, 4-2 Holloman. And now Holloman lost it on the sideline. The pass a little out of Connor Fitch's reach. Right on the sideline, off his hands. And Gelsberg now calls a 30-second timeout with 4:35 to play in the opening quarter. And I don't blame Mike Reynolds for trying to kind of settle his team down here a little bit.
And a little bit of a chew job, too. I think that our focus and our attention to detail and discipline here is lack a little bit to start the ball game. No, if we thought, like we talked about earlier, it was going to be too easy. Well, it's never going to be too easy. Every opponent, especially Holloman, a scrappy ball club here, is going to come out and compete. And I think that was a reset of let's get our acts here together and play Silver Streak basketball here and do the things we need to do here to come out here with a win.
6 combined turnovers between the two teams, 3 each, 3.5 minutes into the game. End off on the right side, skips it left side over to Quinn Anderson. He'll put up the 3 and got it.
And that's good ball movement and good penetration.
First basket of the game for Quinn Anderson, first 3 of the game for the Streaks. Quinn coming off 11 in the loss to St. Charles East last Saturday. Now the Streaks get a turnover. Cunningham drives. Shot hangs on the rim, falls off, and Nate Sheets with the rebound. And now Cunningham with a reach as Sheets brought it across midcourt, trying to poke it away. And that's the first foul of the game on the Silver Streaks against Cunningham.
And that's the tough fouls that we want to stay away from, 40 feet from the basket there where nothing's gained. When again, fouls are something that we don't want to waste in these situations with our personnel.
Streaks again, not as deep on the bench tonight. Eric Price not with the team because of a disciplinary issue. Kobe Ramirez also not with the team. Here's a dribble drive by Alleman and a rejection by McCants out of bounds. Sheets tried to lose his man, but McCants came over from the weak side and slapped it out. Just under 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-4 Galesburg. Bounce pass on the inbound. They lost Vandergens, who cut to the basket.
Yeah, we lost there. Two guys took the cutter, and that left him wide open there for an easy basket on the inbounds. Right down the lane to the basket.
Well, back and forth play here in the first quarter. Alleman regains the lead at 6-5. End off into the right corner, Jalen McCants. Dribbles left, picks it up, skips it back up top. End off, quick three. Air ball, out of bounds, back to the Pioneers. And I said quick three. I mean, Justin just really didn't get himself set there.
Yeah. He's anxious to get that shot off, and they come to him within the offense, and that's when he's really good.
Alleman breaks the token, full court press, streaks pressured on the inbound, but then once the Pioneers got it in, they backed off into the half court. Elijah Campos into the game for Alleman, a 5'10 junior. Up top, this is Sheets, tries to go around Cunningham, and the two get caught up in the lower body, and Keith picks up his second foul, so he's going to have to go to the bench at 3:10 to go in the first quarter. And Mitchell Sampson plays a crucial role tonight with that shorter bench, and Riley Milan will be the next guy in.
Absolutely. Those two will be key tonight, and especially out with those fouls. And I know Keith Cunningham would like to have both those fouls back.
3 minutes to go, first quarter. Pioneers leading 6-5. Inlet pass, Vandergens tries the up and under. McCants gets popped in the face as Vandergens gets the shot off, then recovers to block the offensive rebound putback. But Alleman still with the ball for a third crack at it, leading 6-5.
We haven't got those 50-50 balls that are on the floor here tonight.
Not at all. Streaks have created a number of loose balls against that Alleman dribble drive and the passing, but haven't come up with really any of them. Although the Pioneers still have turned it over four times. Leading 6-5 here, 2.5 minutes to go first quarter, and the Pioneers in green looking to build on it.
And they certainly would like to shorten the game here.
Matichek, bad pass, picked off Nick Fields with a dribble drive and a block from behind by Dane Hodge. Prevents Fields from the easy layup, but Nick will go to the line shooting.
And that's
two.
Nick making a play there to ignite us a little bit and shake loose a little bit of the cobwebs that we're struggling with. And again, anticipated that pass beautifully. And now we'll get two foul shots.
First one by Nick off the mark. Silver Streaks trail by one. 6-5 here, 2:22 to go. Opening quarter. Riley Milan in, replacing Justin Endoff. Fields comes in just under 64% at the free throw line on the season. Can't get the second one either. Ball knocked out of bounds, and then McCants falling out of bounds, tries to save it, and hits the support behind the backboard, and it'll go back to the Pioneers. So they miss an opportunity there with two missed free throws. 2:15 to go first quarter. Alleman breaks the press. Two on one at the other end.
Layup. And a great job. Four passes there. The ball never hit the floor. Went from one side to the next, and they score a layup there. That's a textbook execution of breaking a zone full-court press.
Pioneers lead 8-5 now. Riley Milan, right side, back up top, Nick Fields. Left side, Quinn Anderson, drives baseline, takes it all the way to the basket.
And that appears to be there. We've been able to penetrate inside. Two of our buckets have been that penetration inside.
Nobody for Alleman came over to cut off the baseline, so Quinn found an opening and then just a little slide step back, was able to bank it in from the low blocks. He has five of the streak seven here early. 1:35 to go first quarter, Galesburg down one. Alleman with the ball. Pioneers looking for their first conference win of the season. Heard Mike Reynolds say it's really rare for anybody to go 0-10 in the Western Big Six. Here's a big rejection by Jalen McCants, but the loose ball saved by Nate Sheets, who shoots from the high post, and it's off the front of the rim. Fields with a rebound. Out with it on the secondary break. It's fouled from the backside by Tyrone Mars in the game.
They're
going to
talk about here a breakaway.
Yep. It was one-on-one, but Fields had a step out in front of Mars, and the question is, was it an intentional? It clearly was an intentional foul because they don't want him to go all the way for the layup, but they're not going to give him the intentional foul, which would have been two free throws and the ball. They're not even going to give him a shot. They're not even going to give him a shot, so the Streaks will have to inbound. Fields on the baseline. Into the left corner, Mitchell. Drives baseline. This time they cut him off. He skips it back out. Milan juggles the pass. So the Streaks will have to reset. Up top, Quinn Anderson. Right side, Fields. It's a four-guard lineup for the Silver Streaks right now with McCants, the lone man down low. At the free throw line, Mitchell found an opening, skips it out. Milan from the corner, hits a three, and the Streaks regain the lead.
Good ball movement using the high post there to create an easy open shot on the weak side.
Riley Milan coming in, averaging a point and a half a game. So a big three there to get the Silver Streaks the lead back with 45 seconds to go in the quarter, but then a foul by Riley at the other end trying to prevent the Alleman drive.
And that was an outstanding execution there as you get the ball to the high post and then you go Oppo beating the zone's rotation there. And Riley, that's right up his alley in terms of a wide open wing three. And he knocked it down.
Vandergunst misses the free throw, though. 10-8 Galesburg, 45 seconds to go first quarter. Hodge back into the game. Elijah Campo sits down. Vandergunst misses them both, and the rebound pops out to the right into the hands of Mars. Out to Hodge for three, in and out. This time Jalen locks on to the rebound. Silver Streaks down low, lost the handle on it, right back to the Pioneers.
And we've turned it over way too much this period here.
Times.
And again, we've been very ragged here, and hopefully we'll get this straightened out here. And
so Alleman may try to hold for the final shot here, down under 20 seconds to go, and they've got things spread out. Let's see if they can get off a shot without turning it over. Inlet pass just out of the outstretched arms of Anderson, so they pop it back out. A little curl around to the free throw line, shot off the mark. Rebound volleyballed around. Quinn comes down with it. 3 seconds to go. Streaks have to push it from three-quarter court. Hits the backboard. That's
good
the end of the first
there.
Quarter. Silver Streaks up to 10-8. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button. Available for free at Knoxville Bar and Grill on East Main in Knoxville. Details, WGIL.com.
10-8 Galesburg over Alleman after one quarter at John Thiel Gym. Streaks with the ball. Inlet pass. McCants can't hit the turnaround jumper. Gets his own offensive rebound. That won't go. Third opportunity, and he knocks it down.
And he's stuck right with it. He's a quick jumper, so
yep.
He beats people to the ball. He stuck right with it. He kept the ball up, too, as well.
Streaks have the full court pressure on. Alleman still in the backcourt. On the dribble, Matichek, and now gets it into the front court to Mars. Tyrone Mars works up to the free throw line, puts his foot on the three-point arc, shoots the 19-footer, missed it. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Here come the Streaks trying to push it into the front court. To the right corner, Milan curls around, out to Quinn Anderson. Little bump, no call either way. Quinn picks up his dribble now into the hands of Mitchell Sampson. Now Sampson will pull it back out, and the Streaks will reset. Onto the far sideline, Anderson. Right corner, Riley Milan. Slides right, back left, pulls it back out to Anderson. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Streaks' lead is 4. That's Galesburg's biggest lead of the game here early. Inlet pass to Mitchell. He had an opening in the lane, now goes down the lane. Head and shoulder
That's
fake,
good
up
work
and in
there.
With a foul.
Saw there was something there, took it to the bucket off the shot fake, powered it in. Nice play by Mitchell there.
In fact, it was there earlier. I was afraid by the time Mitchell recognized it and went for it, it was going to be too late, but Alleman never did recover. And Mitchell with a chance at an and one here with the Streaks up 6 now.
And he really kept things under control there with his shot fake and how he got to the rim, gathered himself, and was able to play through the contact.
Chase Carruthers with a foul. 4 team fouls on Alleman, and Sampson with a three-point play. And it's 15-8 Galesburg, just like that. They score the first 5 of the second quarter and now lead by 7. And when there's only 23 points in the game, 7 is a big lead. Just underway second quarter, though. Connor Fitch in the backcourt lobs it over the head of his teammate, and the Streaks' pressure defense forces the 6th Pioneer turnover.
And what we were hoping and what we were expecting here is occurred here in this first almost 2 minutes of the period where there are a minute and a half. The Streaks have come out, been the aggressor, and doing lots of good things here to extend our lead. Streaks were embarrassed in the rebounding edge, out-rebounded 12-5 in the first quarter, but still had a two-point lead at the end of the quarter. It's 7 now, 6:20 to go first half. On the left side, Anderson with a fake, steps inside the arc, 15-foot baseline jumper good. He's got 7 in the game, 17-8, and it forces a second Alleman timeout, a full
much
timeout.
Much better coming out here to begin the second period. And when we talk about Quinn, that's what he does best. He's able to bring the defender out on him, clear it with a dribble, a little pound side dribble, and hit that mid-range jump shot.
So here's what happened in the first quarter statistically. Alleman attacked the basket. They didn't put up a single three-point shot. They out-rebounded the Silver Streaks 12-5. That doesn't happen. The Silver Streaks, in 24 games this season, have out-rebounded their opponents 20 out of those 24 times. And Alleman just dominated the boards in the first quarter. Now, here in the second quarter, Alleman has one shot and one turnover in a minute and 47 seconds. The Silver Streaks have 5 shots and 3 rebounds already. So the message at the quarter break seems to have sunk in, at least in the first minute plus here of the second quarter.
Absolutely. And Brad, we talked about we weren't getting the 50-50 balls, the loose balls. Also, one of the things that happens when you don't get rebounds is you don't pursue the ball. You're back on your heels. You wait for it, and the aggressor gets the rebounds. This quarter, we've been the aggressor. We're not waiting for it. We're pursuing the ball, and good things are happening.
Streaks keep the pressure on. Alleman coming out of the full timeout, trailing by 9 here. Not even 2 minutes into the second quarter after trailing by 2 at the quarter break. Up top, Dane Hodge, the sophomore, dribbles left to right. Now into the hands of Killian Ahern, a junior, into the game. To the left side, it goes to Campos. Back up top to Hodge between the circles. Looks over the half-court set. Now backs up toward half-court. Sampson guarding him. Fights through a screen. Hodge reverses left. Loses Mitchell. Into the pass. The corner goes to Campos. 3 on the way. No. And Sampson with a weak side rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to push it. Sampson at the volleyball line. Fires it down low. McCants dribbles. Sidesteps left. Puts it up and in.
Little shot fake and nice little left hand there.
19-8 Galesburg. A 9-0 run to start the second quarter. Pressure still in the backcourt. Alleman lobs over the trap and through the hands of Vandergrift right in front of head coach Mike Reynolds. 2 turnovers now by the Pioneers in just over 2.5 minutes of the quarter. And the Streaks trying to build on the lead here. Keith Cunningham back into the game, picking up those 2 fouls in the first quarter with Anderson, Endoff, McCants, and Sampson. Skip pass, left to right, Endoff to Sampson. To the left side of the wing, hands off to Cunningham. Back up top, swinging around to the right, Quinn Anderson. Into the lane, Keith forces the shoulder down, takes it up and in. Vandergrift wanted an offensive foul. Cunningham finished it off, and the Streaks' lead is now 21-8. They built it up to a 13-point lead in just 3 minutes here of the second quarter. Where's Alleman's offense going to come from? They feed it down low to Vandergrift. Tries to work around a double team. Now off the hands down low of Matichek as he fed it down low under the basket. I don't know if Matichek wasn't ready for it. The pass was right into his midsection.
And he had inside position there.
He did. So 3 turnovers on the Pioneers and the Silver Streaks with a 13-0 run to start the second quarter. Again, keep in mind, they scored 24 straight up at Alleman in the third quarter. Cunningham drives, missed it from the right side. Streaks missed an opportunity there. Connor Fitch with the rebound.
And we're doing a really good job of getting the ball into the middle against that zone and then being aggressive to the rim or going to the weak side with a pass.
Up top, Hodge had an opening down the lane, but Sampson wouldn't let him drive. Now Vandergrift working left to right to the high post, goes back door into the hands and past Nick Fields as Matichek got position. And Fields fouls Matichek driving to the basket, first of the game on Nick.
And a good recognition there by Matichek that saw that he had a back cut to the rim, was able to get it. Nick recovered to at least foul him so he wasn't going to get an easy basket.
Matichek to the free throw line, first one up and in. His first point of the game, or first point since the first quarter. And that snaps the Galesburg run. The Streaks were down 8-5. They scored the final 5 points of the first quarter and the first 11 of the second quarter. It's 21-9 as Matichek misses the second free throw. Jalen McCants with his 6th rebound. Fields across midcourt, around his man, to Riley Milan at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Now Fields with the dribble drive, cut off by the zone, back up top. Sampson squares for 3. Hits! Mitchell with 6 in the game, all in this quarter. And the Streaks' lead is 15 now at 24-9.
Again, they were down 8-5, Alleman's biggest lead of the game. And the Streaks have outscored them 19-1. They force a turnover. McCants can't finish the layup. Nick Fields with the offensive rebound with a flip up from the weak side. Won't go, but he's fouled. 9 Alleman turnovers, 4 in this quarter.
And Jalen literally just grabbed the ball out of the Alleman ball handler's hand and wasn't able to convert the layup, but Nick, hustling in behind, was able to get the offensive rebound.
And knocks down the first free throw. 25-9 Silver Streaks by 16 here. Just past the halfway point of quarter number 2. With a shorthanded bench, Keith Cunningham picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter, but the Silver Streaks have gone on a big run here in the second quarter. Fields knocks down both. They lead by 17. Pressure in the backcourt. Alleman breaks it. Hodge throws it through the hands of a cutting Vandergensten from the right side. And they just really look completely out of sync right now.
And that's where you get, when you get a team playing fast, you may not get a steal, but you get them to turn it over. And it doesn't matter whether it's 84 feet from your basket or 5 feet from your basket. It doesn't matter. We're able to get the turnover there late.
They've had a number of turnovers just on passing the ball. That one was just thrown too high for Vandergensten. Mitchell Sampson penetrates, kicks it out. Endoff back up top to Fields. Left corner, open. Milan for 3. A little bit long. Rebound tipped. McCants to himself. Can't hit the putback, but his second shot is good. 8 rebounds for Jalen McCants. 6 in this quarter. Coming off the missed 3 by Milan. Jumper at the other end. Hodges shot way off the mark. There's McCants again with a rebound. Here come the Streaks, leading by 19.
Nice
pass. The
feed
underneath. Milan can't hit the shot from the low blocks. And the rebound, Nate Sheets. A good feed by Jalen, but he lost the assist. Outside Sheets. Left side, Hodge. Dribble drive to the free throw line. Backing up. Now it goes the up and under. That shot rattles around and drops through.
And a tough shot there. We're really doing a good job to bottle them up and creating an enormous difficulty or challenge for them to just get a shot off. They're certainly contested shots.
28-11 Silver Streaks. Under 2:20 to go. Fields inside the free throw line.
Good penetration and dish off.
30-11 Silver Streaks.
Excellent zone offense in the half court here by the Streaks this period.
McCants with 10 in the game, 8 here in this quarter to go along with 7 rebounds in the quarter. Shot on the way. Hodge hits a 3. Now he's knocked down 2 in a row, and the lead is 30-14 Silver Streaks. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, first half rather. Sophomores won tonight, 67-40. Streaks have had a big second quarter here and have taken command of this game. Mitchell with a drive, head and shoulder fake. This time he gets blocked. Rebound deflected out to Hodge, leads it into the front court. Feeds it through the lane, and another pass through the hands. This time off Matichek and out of bounds. 11 Alleman turnovers.
And 6 this period here that we've got them playing faster. We've got them to lose their focus a little bit, and that's allowed us to extend this lead to a 16-point lead.
How about this? Dalen Ellington, the freshman, into the game for the Silver Streaks with a minute 37 to go in the first half.
And a great time to put him in, in my opinion, a real good decision by coach to get him in here with a little bit of a safety net underneath him here to get his feet wet in a little extended period of time.
Mitchell Sampson is over checking with the trainer, Brandon Terrell. He's a little shaken up over there. Ellington from the corner, 3 off the rim, twice, and then into the hands of Alleman as Campos comes down with a rebound. This is only Ellington's second varsity game. He played against Limestone last month. Here's a jumper from the outside off the rim. Justin Endoff with a rebound and a reach foul on Alleman Sheets, who missed the jumper. And that is the 6th foul of the game on Alleman.
Looks like Mitchell has turned his ankle a little bit. He's trying to walk it off over there. It doesn't look like a serious injury, but he's trying to walk it off over there in the tunnel by the Streaks bench.
And Jake Miller, who's, of course, an assistant on the baseball team, is watching him as closely as anybody.
Always good to have all the extra at home.
On the right side, Ellington off the elbow. On the dribble once, picks it up, needs help, trying to find around Ahern, gets it to Nick Fields. Free throw line, dribble drive, Alleman pokes it away from behind. Loose ball, they do come up with it. First Streaks turnover of the second quarter. Here's Matichek, cut off by Endoff in the lane, pulls it back out into the hands of Sheets. Sheets dribbles a couple of times, he can't find an opening. Alleman swings it around to the left side, into the corner, it goes to Ahern. Dribble drive, leans in on Nick Fields, no foul called there, and a dribble drive down the right side of the lane as Matichek takes it right at Justin Endoff. They're going to count the basket after the foul. And a chance at a three-point play. And boy, the student
has a little bit of the NBA continuation there. You see that more in the game now. In the high school game, you see that more.
In the high school game, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So Matichek, three-point play, got it with a free throw. And he's got four in the quarter, six for the game. 30-17 Silver Streaks, final 25 seconds of the first half. Been a really good second quarter for Galesburg. End off, drives, kicks it out. Back up top to Quinn Anderson, 15 seconds to go. Quinn works his way into the midcourt circle, sliding left to right, now back to right again. 8 seconds to go. Quinn with the dribble, finds an opening into the lane, dribbles it off his foot, pokes it loose. McCants trying to chase it down. Vandergens gets it, and Alleman comes up with a turnover but can't get off a shot to end the half. Silver Streaks take a 30-17 lead into the locker room, but Alleman scored the last 6 points of the half to make it, at least take some momentum into the locker room. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half stats, talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff, look at the individual scoring as well. 30-17 Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, Danny Lipford here from Today's Homeowner. Tuning in to Today's Homeowner Radio might be the best decision you make all week. We'll set you up with expert advice, clever tips, and helpful hacks to easily tackle your to-do list. And we'll even throw in some fun home improvement stories along the way. So join us, and you'll be a home improvement superhero in no time.
Today's Homeowner, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's Talk.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this community reminder. The Central Illinois Abate will host their annual Black and Chrome Ball on Saturday, February 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Tickets are $40 and include a meal and dancing. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium as the Cadets entertain a pretty good-sized crowd here on a Friday night. The Streaks' only game of the weekend. Galesburg girls are done. They'll enter regional play coming up Tuesday night against Peoria Notre Dame. Hope you'll be with us for Galesburg High School girls basketball with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson from Peoria Emanuel on Tuesday night. Well, Steve, I have real mixed feelings here. I look up at the scoreboard. Streaks are up by 13, and after a really ugly first quarter, you might think, well, I feel pretty, but I don't, you know, it's kind of a hollow feeling.
I am absolutely with you. I mean, we played so well, we extended our lead, and we sort of rest on our laurels there a little bit in the last 2 minutes of the period, and to let them get that proverbial get-out-of-jail-free card and make it not necessarily a game, but they're within striking distance, and as you said, they picked up momentum here. We really had a chance to really make a statement here and give them the feeling that, you know, we're not going to have a chance here. But again, they were able to score those last 6 points, make three out of their last four shots, and at least stay within striking distance.
So let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics. in this matchup with the streak still on top 30-17. Our halftime numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
Streak shots 12 out of 27 for 44%, but again missed a number of their last shots there as we got toward the tail end of the second period. We were 3-for-7 with a three ball. A couple of good looks there, good ball movement, getting those wide open within rhythm threes, and we said that's a key tonight, shooting the three ball better. Alleman 7 out of 21, 33%, and their three shots beyond the arc took place in the second period. They made one of those. We out-rebounded Alleman in the second period, 10-4. We're still down 16-15, and we got them to turn it over six times in the second period as we continue to put pressure on them with our full-court zone press and get turnovers and bad passes in a variety of places. They made 11 turnovers, or committed 11 turnovers for the half. We committed 7 for the half.
Alleman was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 3 out of 5. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the individual scoring, check out scores from around the area, and we'll get a word from the Galesburg High School coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. 30-17 Galesburg at the break over the Alleman Pioneers. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 and WGIL.com.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options at 10% off every single day. Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove's Sporting Goods, Shoes, and Boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to breedlovesports.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates aren't changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Clear tonight, about low of 0, wind chill to 10 below 0. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 26. Clouds back tomorrow night with a low of 17. Sunday cloudy with snow likely through early afternoon, maybe mixed with freezing drizzle, high of 29. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 9 at WGIL.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime scoreboard update brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Here in the Western Big Six, Galesburg leading Alleman at the break 30-17. About halfway through the first quarter between Moline and United Township, that game tied at 7. Panthers have lost 5 out of their last 6, including last Friday night's loss at home to the Silver Streaks. And Rock Island and Quincy locked up in a good game. Under 3 minutes to go first half. The Rocks leading the Blue Devils 24-23. Quincy's been on a little bit of a run. They're back to the 500 mark after starting 0-5 for the first time in Quincy High School history. Here, individual scoring with the Silver Streaks on top by 13 at the break. Let's start off with the Pioneers. Sam Matichek leads away with 6. Dane Hodge has 5, all of those coming in the second quarter. Chase Vandergunst has 4, all of those coming in the first quarter. Nate Sheets has 2 points. He's the leading Alleman rebounder with 4. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants almost a double-double. He has 10 points, 9 rebounds in the first half. Quinn Anderson with 7. Mitchell Sampson off the bench with 6, all of those coming in the second quarter. Riley Milan had 3. Keith Cunningham and Nick Fields both with 2. Cunningham got into a little bit of foul trouble in the first half and shortened his playing time a little bit. Streaks are back out onto the floor warming up. Mitchell Sampson is out there looking fine. Nothing, no kind of brace on his ankles or anything, so that's an encouraging sign. As we mentioned, the Silver Streaks not as deep on the bench here tonight with no Eric Price, no Kobe Ramirez, and even the freshman Dalen Cunningham got some time off the bench. Let's go down to the sideline. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Steve Cheeseman.
Well,
we did. We're not getting back on defense. We're not moving real quick. It's like we're about a half step slow on everything we're doing right now. We got to get that geared up and get the second half under our belts.
Great, coach. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry about the little technical issue there. Of course, that was assistant coach Ryan Hart joining Steve Cheeseman down on the sideline. And we got enough to hear from Ryan about kind of seeing similar things from what we saw, it sounds like, in terms of getting things turned around here. Galesburg back out on the floor, ready to go with Endoff, Anderson, McCants, Cunningham, and Field. So the same starting five to begin the third quarter for the Silver Streaks. For the Pioneers, who will have the ball to start off the third quarter, it's Matichek, Hodge, Fitch, Vandergenst, and Sheets. So they're starting five to begin the third quarter as well. Pioneers scored the final six of the half. The lead is 30-17 for the Silver Streaks as we begin quarter number three. On the right side, this is Hodge with it. The sophomore kicks it up top to Matichek. Dribbles around. Lost Anderson briefly. Reverses back behind him. Sheets down low to Vandergenst. Right side of the lane. Trying to post up McCants. Step back shot. Rolls through the rim. Got a little open. Just enough of an opening from about 8 feet out. And Alleman has now scored the last eight to cut the lead down to 11. In the lane, bad pass intended for Cunningham. Batted away by Alleman.
Not the start we wanted, Brad.
And now Fields has to foul Dane Hodge driving down the right side of the lane. After the Streaks have now turned it over three times in their last four possessions going back to the end of the first half. And Alleman could get this lead down under double digits here from the second foul of the game by Fields. To the free throw line, Sheets. Or rather, Hodge up and in, and he's got six. Ties Matichek for scoring honors on the Alleman team. 30-20. They've scored nine in a row, looking for 10 here, and there it is, and the lead is down to nine. So a basket, a Streaks turnover, and two free throws by Alleman for the first 40 seconds, and now a bad pass by Endoff. I don't know who he was looking for as he bounced it down, and it was 8 feet away from the nearest Silver Streak, and nine turnovers on Galesburg now. A horrible ending to the half and a worse start to the third quarter for the Streaks as Alleman trying to get the lead down to seven, maybe six here. Just underway in the third quarter on the outside Sheets.
And to think, Brad, we were looking at potentially a 20-point lead there toward the two-thirds of the way into the second period.
Yep, it was 30-11. Here's a jumper off the mark. Alleman amongst five white jerseys comes up with a rebound as Sheets jumps in there and then the Streaks tie him up. And Galesburg will get it back. Fortunate there. They just got out-hustled. Completely beat on the boards. Here's Quinn Anderson on the left side. Skip pass right side. Endoff. Dribble drive into the lane. Kicks it over. Left side. Anderson drives baseline. Step back. Slides back. Puts it up and in.
The penetration by Justin Endoff there created that magnet of the defense coming toward him, and it left Quinn Anderson wide open there.
All right, let's see if that gets the Silver Streaks turned back in a positive direction here. The lead is 11. A little four-point swing there, and a foul away from the ball as a battle will be a foul against Alleman as Quinn Anderson was trying to fight through a screen, and it'll be on Nate Sheets. That's his second, and the 13th Alleman turnover of the game.
Good work by the Streaks there of being able to front that cutter and get good position there to force that push off.
Left side, Quinn Anderson puts up a long three and hits. That's one of those I didn't like the shot, but I sure like the result. I didn't like the shot selection, I should say. And the Streaks lead back to 14 now, 35-21. We'll talk about Quinn Anderson here in a moment when we get a chance. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. The Streaks lead is 35-21. Hodge, right side, Matichek. Dribbles back left between the circles. Now into the hands of Sheets on the outside. Just left of the top of the arc. Drives to the free throw line. Cut off by Cunningham. Step back, shoots, and scores. First basket since the first half for Nate Sheets. He has four, 35-23 Galesburg. Fields across midcourt. Right side end off. Dribbles left. Picks it up. Baseline down
good
to McCants.
Good pass by Justin there.
And a nice
cut by Jalen McCants there to the basket.
Well, nice adjustment in the air, too, as Alleman came over to front him. So he just kind of reached the extended arm back out to the right and put it up and in for his first basket of the second half. Now Vandergenst with a move into the lane. Slides left to right. And high bank shot up and in with a right-hand hook.
And Brad,
37-25.
They've got the ball into the paint the last three possessions and have scored.
Anderson steps up to the arc, hesitation, now pulls up, 17-footer missed it. Jalen with a rebound put back, and he's got another double-double, his ninth of the season.
Great work by Jalen there. Those are backbreakers. for the opponent.
39-25, Galesburg by 14. McCants, 12 points, 10 rebounds on the night. We still have 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Fitch, now Matichek, dribbles right. Gets it over to Vandergens, working against McCants out high. Now a crossover dribble, drive down the light side of the lane, missed the shot, but Sheets chases down his own rebound, shoots from the baseline and scores.
Good hustle by Sheets there.
Looked like Jalen kind of gave up on the rebound when it went a little bit over his head instead of chasing down after it. That gives Alleman a second chance at it, and they trail by 12. Halfway through quarter number three. Endoff, trapped on the wing, needs help. Somebody's open. He gets it up top to Fields. Now here's a dribble drive by Anderson. Kicks it back out. Endoff, three, got it.
That's good looking shot there and good rhythm there by Justin. And again, if we can get him unleashed here, really will add another dimension to our ball club here in terms of the offense.
All right, so you talked about Justin driving a few possessions ago, which freed up Quinn Anderson for the shot. Now Quinn returns the favor, his penetration, and he kicks it back out to Justin. We were talking before we went on the air tonight. You were talking about specifically Quinn Anderson, saying there's a guy who's real key to this team. Now, and not just tonight. I mean, we weren't even thinking about having the short bench here tonight. You were just thinking big picture with this team on, and he's had a very solid game here tonight.
And Brad, you know, the old baseball perspective or metaphor here is that a guy usually is what his back of his baseball card says. As we were looking down at stats and also looking at the subjective intangibles about the other guys, they have been what I thought. Quinn has not. Quinn has shown lots of spurts or lots of stretches where he's been really, really good. Other times where he's been quiet. And there's all kinds of reasons for that. But if he plays like he's shown in the past and he's capable of, he will be a very big key down the stretch here and can be somebody that's an extremely valuable player to us, both offensively and defensively.
And you're really talking about the statistics as much as anything. He's
yes.
been a solid ball handler, but he's been pretty content to move the ball and not so much attack the basket.
And he's a guy that we need to be offensively in terms of being able to score some points for us.
Alleman attacks the basket, gets an offensive rebound. They get a second chance at it, and Sam Matichek with a dribble drive in from the right side finishes it off.
And we just haven't pursued the ball again here
nope.
on the defensive glass.
13-point Galesburg lead, 3.5 minutes to go third quarter. 42-29 Galesburg. Fields up top, working left to right, over to Anderson. Same spot he hit a moment ago, hits again from three. He's got 8 in the quarter, 15 for the game, and the streaks lead by 16.
I love his body language. He's working hard at it, and he's really done a nice shot.
Offensive
tonight.
Foul as Endoff gets back. Matichek down the lane, and Justin squares himself, and for the second time tonight draws a charge.
Justin and Quinton have had great quarters here, doing all the little things here.
And the Silver Streaks with only one miss in this quarter. Here's Ganderson, left side, finds an opening, drives baseline, fakes the pass, kicks it out to Endoff, gets it back to Quinn. Shuffling to the left, over into the hands of Fields, nearly lost the dribble on the sideline, tries to bounce it into Cunningham. Alleman gets a hand on it, steals it away, and now controls. 10th Galesburg turnover. Alleman into the front court. Tyrone Mars pulls up 15 feet, doesn't take the shot though. Skips it back out into the hands of Elijah Campos. 2:40 to go third quarter, 45-29 Galesburg.
Campos, back out again.
Back door, Vandergens, layup. He's got 6.5, 10 for the game.
You know, we talk about that back cut. When you're out there by yourself on a wing, they're going to back cut you. I know that coach has worked with that a lot. It's now a defensive player, just has to recognize where that's happening and be ready to front that cutter to the basket.
We saw that a lot the sophomore game, didn't we? And our sophomores never really did clue into it, even though they won by 27 in a continuous clock in the fourth quarter.
Recognition where you are on the floor and the situation you're in.
45-31 Galesburg as we approach 2 minutes to go third quarter. End off on the right wing. Feeds it into the lane. Batted away by Alleman. 4 Galesburg turnovers in the half. 2-on-1 at the other end.
Great
block
by
Fields. A block on Matichek. Fields with a rebound. Takes it all the way. And a reach-in foul called against Alleman. And Nick will go to the line shooting 2.
Great play by Nick. And then he took it coast to coast and was fouled there as he was attempting to make the layup. Nice play, making something happen defensively for the Streaks.
Elijah Campos with his first foul of the game. Puts Fields back at the line. His only 2 points from the line tonight, 2 for 4 at the free throw line, trying to add to a 14-point Galesburg lead here. They've outscored the Pioneers by just 1 here in the third quarter. as he misses the first free throw. But it was a pretty awful start for Galesburg at the beginning of the third quarter. And they have recovered nicely as the lead got down to 9 and have pulled it back up to 14, looking for more here with the second free throw. 1:51 to play, third quarter. Streaks looking to get back to the 500 mark in the Western Big Six on what would be their third consecutive victory if they can play this one all the way through. 46-31, Fields makes the second free throw. And they force a turnover on the full court, and then Mitchell quickly tries to get it to Quinn Anderson on the sideline, and it's overthrown. Galesburg gives it right back.
He just caught himself, or he got caught in the air, and when you're in the air, there's not a whole lot you can do with it there.
Alleman with a full court press. Here's a deflected pass, and Alleman gets it back. So the Streaks nearly forced a turnover, but the Pioneers hang on to it. This is Elijah Campos with it up top. Dane Hodge now to the left wing to Tyrone Mars. Mars back up top to Killian Ahern. Back into the game for the Pioneers. Dribble drive. Sampson trying to
really
catch up to
Hodge. Really good defense there by Mitchell.
And he does. Forces the miss and the rebound by Quinn Anderson. Left side Quinn. Left corner. Fields for three. Short. Weak side rebound. Keith Cunningham. A tie-up. And he gets locked up with Tyrone Mars on the weak side, and the Pioneers will get it back.
Streaks staying in this 1-2-2 full court press.
Alleman breaks it. Feed down low. Head and shoulder fake up and in by Killian Ahern.
And, you know, one of the things you're going to get in that is you're going to give up a layup from time to time. Your trade-off is how you've created tempo and also those other turnovers that you get in the easy baskets off those live ball turnovers.
Quinn Anderson to the left wing. Now into the hands of Mitchell. Skip pass right side to Nick Fields. Bounce pass into the lane. They tried to get it to Cunningham. Gets it back after nearly stolen away. And Cunningham steps to the basket and puts it up and in.
Good strength there by Keith there of being able to gather that ball in after it being loose.
One of the few times the Streaks got a 50-50 ball. Now Quinn Anderson with a steal and a basket and the foul.
Good
as
anticipation
the full court
there.
Press, so they gave up the layup last time, but there's exactly to your point, Steve. They force a turnover, and they get a three-point play possibility.
And a press in this kind of situation is a gamble. It's considered a gamble, and when you gamble, as we all know, I don't gamble, but it's pretty typical that you're going to win some and you're going to lose some in that situation. You hope that you come out a winner more than not.
50-33, Anderson makes the free throw. He's got 11 in the quarter, 18 for the game, three short of his career high. It's not even senior night. 18-point Galesburg lead with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Alleman holding for the final shot with the back-and-forth dribble out top into the hands of Matichek. Gives it over left side. Mars goes around a screen, down the lane, forces up the shot, missed it. Anderson forces the rebound loose. Alleman gets it back, a step to the basket, and Campos is fouled with 2.8 seconds to go. Again, the Silver Streaks do not secure the rebound. And Alleman with a chance to get some points with the clock stopped. Third foul of the game on Nick Fields.
And again, you know, we've shown some signs of being better in the last possessions of the quarter, whether it be defensively or offensively, but we've struggled here tonight at the end of the quarter situations or in the end of a quarter situation.
Campos misses the free throw. Streaks get Justin Endoff back into the game for a possible long shot with 3 seconds to go and an 18-point lead. Second one by Campos, good, and the Streaks can run the baseline on the inbound. Cunningham into Fields. Fires it.
Looks good.
All the way, and it's a little bit high and off the mark. 51-34, Galesburg at the end of three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't. You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Robert!
There's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3 quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg with the ball to begin quarter number four at a 51-34 lead. Jalen McCants drives in. Left side shot off the mark. Rebound Keith Cunningham between two Alleman defenders. His shot won't go from the low blocks. And now the Pioneers come down with it and Cunningham compounds it with a reach foul in on Killian Ahern, who secured the rebound.
And Keith's an aggressive guy. He wasn't able to convert that offensive rebound, and he's going to try to get back after it and make up for it. And there, just unfortunately, he fouled.
I'm sure he was frustrated that he missed such an easy putback. Well, I say easy. It was close.
Yeah.
It was
one close that he feels basket. Like he'd like to make.
Yeah, absolutely. 51-34 Galesburg. Alleman with its first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. Trying to find a way to crawl back into this game and snap an eight-game conference losing streak. Here's a dribble drive by Matichek. Knife between two defenders. Took it all the way in from the right side. 51-36 Galesburg. 4 points in the half. 10 for the game now for Sam Matichek. We talked about him earlier being kind of all everything. Quarterback on the football team. One of the more offensively minded guards here on the basketball team and an outstanding pitcher for the baseball team. Here's Quinn Anderson. Knifes into the lane, leaves it off for Jalen McCants right through his hands. And that's the 13th Galesburg turnover. I'm sure Mike Reynolds is going to say that's way too many against a team that doesn't put any more pressure on the ball than Alleman does.
That's the key there. Lots of unforced turnovers here tonight, and those are the kind you don't want. Not that you want any.
Pioneers break the press. And into the lane.
Too easy there. Again, they're getting into the paint there and getting high percentage shots against us.
So a little mini run to start the fourth quarter to start to crawl back into the game. The Pioneers have scored the last five, down 13. And now McCants trapped in the corner. Alleman knocks it out of bounds. They'll inbound it. Mitchell Sampson back into the game for the Streaks, replacing Anderson. Dane Hodge, rather, comes back in for the Pioneers, replacing Tyrone Mars. 6:20 to play in the game. Inbound to Cunningham. Head and shoulder fake. Alleman flew at him, but he didn't shoot. Now has it in the lane inside the free throw line. Shoots from 14 feet. Line drive shot good. He's got four and a half, six for the game. 53-38 Galesburg. Found that position in the lane inside that zone. Now Alleman with a miss. Fields comes over. Reaches in, ties up Nate Sheets, and the alternating possession keeps it with the Pioneers.
And Alleman is a typical Alleman ball club in that they're extremely scrappy, they play hard, they compete like mad, they don't give up, and that's a hard ball club to put away. And they can make you look bad sometimes with their hustle.
Now on the inbound, I think Keith Cunningham just picked up his fourth foul. It was a tough position. It wasn't a very good pass on the inbound by Alleman. And Keith just kind of took a step toward the ball, thinking maybe he'd go for the steal. And then the two players got locked up, and tough foul on Keith. He'll go to the bench with 6 minutes to go in the game.
And your point there as you began was that he was not in the position. He tried to get into position, and that's how he fouled.
On the inbound, and a short jumper missed by Vandergenst. Jalen McCants with his 11th rebound. He'll drive it into the front court. Crossover dribble, lost the handle on it behind the back, but it goes right to Mitchell Sampson, who's double-teamed twice. Two Alleman players reach in, slap him on the arm, knock it loose, and we're going to have a foul called on Killian Ahern.
And that right there is the prime example of an Alleman ball club. They did not give in. They had a trap going. Their hands were active. They almost had the steal. They batted away a couple times. Again, to Mitchell's credit there, he was able to maintain possession to get a foul.
Well, that's Mitchell's a strong kid.
Somebody else, it may have been deflected there, knocked away.
15-point Galesburg lead, 5:40 to play in the game. End off, left side extended. Now back behind him to Sampson. Off the wing, dribbles into the corner. Here comes the trap, passes out of it. End off, right back to Mitchell on the wing. Sampson drives in the lane. Head and shoulder fake. Steps left. Shot rolls off the back iron. And the long rebound pops down to Matichek.
Good look.
On
good
the
shot
baseline.
Fake. And it just didn't convert.
And Alleman loses the ball. Streaks Rich in. Knock it out of bounds. Alleman will inbound from the baseline. McCants, Sampson, Fields, Endoff, Quinn Anderson for the Silver Streaks. Inbounding for the Pioneers will be Matichek trying to find somebody. Streaks forced a five-second call. This time he just throws it in, and the Streaks intercept it. Quinn tries to sidestep his man and gets called for the offensive foul. Tried to slide past Dane Hodge, who squared up trying to draw the charge, and the official bought it.
And good effort there by Hodge to try to beat Quinn to that spot there. And again, it's one of those that could have went either way, and Alleman got the break that time.
So the Streaks keep the full court pressure on. Still in the backcourt, now into the front court. Matichek stops at the right side of the free throw line, kicks it over left side to Hodge, dribbles once, and they poke it back up top to Mars.
You know, something tonight, Brad, you don't see often is us being in a full court zone press for as long as we've been in tonight.
And, of course, only one game this weekend, so the Silver Streaks don't have to worry about, you know, losing energy even with a short bench. Mitchell Sampson rebounds a missed three-pointer, and now Hodge fouls Sampson into the front court. That'll be his second of the game.
And we forced them to play much faster and got a number of turnovers that have led to baskets, so it's been an effective strategy tonight as well.
Although they haven't turned it over in the fourth quarter yet that I have.
No. They've played awfully fast, though, here.
Yep. Much of the damage done earlier in the game, especially in that second quarter when the Streaks had a big run to take control of the game. And Alleman's hung around, but they've never really made a serious run at threatening the Silver Streaks' lead. It's a 15-point Gelsberg lead. Alleman bats a pass, a skip pass intended for Nick Fields into the sideline and out of bounds. Now Keith Cunningham back in as Sampson sits down. 4:27 to go in the game. Again, sweetheart swirl weekend for the Silver Streaks. So no game tomorrow, as we were talking about just a moment ago. That's the reason why. Next weekend, two games, both at home. Moline trying to secure the conference championship. Anderson pulls up inside the free throw line. He got between two defenders on the right side, and then nobody came over to help out. And Quinn knocked down the jumper easily. Streaks with a steal on the inbound and gets fouled going right back to the basket. And Quinn's having an offensive game of his night. You might remember he had 23 against IVC in the last game of the Taylorville tournament. He's got 20 tonight. And now Jalen McCants goes to the free throw line.
And Jalen's an effective defender at the point or the claws of that press with his length, his quickness, his ability to get traps and get deflections.
The foul, meanwhile, on Matichek after Alleman. We were just talking about how they hadn't turned it over in the fourth quarter. They did it there. McCants missed the first, but not the second free throw. His first point of the fourth quarter, he's got 15 for the game. 56-38 Galesburg. 18-point lead. They keep the pressure on. Into the front court comes Alleman. Three on one. Vandergenst in from the left side. He gets Endoff to bite on the fake and then lays it up and in easily. 56-40. Galesburg looking for its 15th win of the season and its third straight in the conference to go to 4-4 in the Western Big Six. Endoff trapped out high, leans between two defenders. A lot of contact there. Gets a pass away. McCants drives in from the right side going for the dunk and came up well short, but he got undercut pretty hard. And, of course, Jalen got undercut up at the game at Alleman, too, and it took him a while to get up. This time he pops back up fairly quickly. Third foul of the game on Nate Sheets.
And, Brad, he saw an opening there, and he was going to try to dunk that ball at all costs there. And Alleman tried to keep him from doing that there, and a pretty hard foul, but that's basketball.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't a dirty foul. It was
no,
just a hard
just
foul.
A hard foul,
you
just a tough foul.
Can't give that up. Misses the first free throw, though. Second one, good. Jalen with 16. Again, his ninth double-double of the season tonight. To go along with 11 rebounds. 17 points, 11 rebounds.
And he's been a double-double machine all year long in terms of being able to score and definitely on the glass.
Just token pressure on the ball in the backcourt with Endoff. Streak settling back into a 1-3-1 now. Alleman does not shoot the ball well from the outside. They find an opening in the lane and the shot up by Killian Ahern. And is that on? Nope, they're going to call that one on McCants. So it's only the first foul of the game on Jalen McCants. How big is that? That was a real struggle for him early in the season. He's played so much better.
He's learned how to play aggressively without fouling, and that is a skill, especially a guy that's going to be as active as he is defensively.
Killian Ahern misses the first free throw. 57-40 Galesburg, 3:21 to go in the ball game. Sophomores won by 27 tonight. Ahern makes the second free throw. 57-41. Now the Pioneers put on a little pressure. They get it in the hands of Field, and Alleman backs off into the front court. Nick on the dribble. Anderson, McCants, Cunningham, and Endoff. So the starting five remain on the floor with just over 3 minutes to play in the game of a 16-point Silver Streaks lead. In the lane, Cunningham just inside the free throw line. Cut off there, tries to get it back out. It's deflected, but Fields gets to it first. And Nick will pull it back out. Here's Quinn Anderson. Left side of the lane, high post, skips it back out. Right side, Endoff. He'll shoot the three. Off the rim. Weak side rebound. Anderson comes in. Reverses to the weak side. Poked away by Alleman. And the Pioneers come out with it. Matichek leads to Hodge. Layup missed it, but he's fouled.
If you have the basketball for any length of time and an Alleman defender's there, they're going to make every attempt to try to knock the ball away. They're very active and aggressive with their hands when you possess the ball. And you could see that tonight. And there was a case in point there. They were able to get the steal.
Like flies at a picnic, right? They're just
continuing
to be all over the place. It's one of the things that this team has to do. They have struggled so long in the Western Big Six. It's just the kind of peskiness that they have to maintain.
And that's the perfect word for it. They have to be pesky. They have to be scrappy, do all those kinds of things to have a chance because their skill level is not going to be equal or even close to being equal as their opponent in a Western Big Six game.
Dane Hodge makes both free throws. He has 9 for the Pioneers. He's just a sophomore, and Mike Reynolds is impressed with him. 57-43 Galesburg. McCants with a quick 17-foot jumper, and he hits it.
Yeah, that was not the kind of shot that you thought that Jalen would take there, but he must have felt it, and that mid-range jump shot was nothing but net there.
And then he fouls in the backcourt. So that's his second. Eighth team foul on the streak, so we'll walk it to the other end, and Hodge goes right back to the free throw line, looking for double digits now. First free throw up and in. He's been their most reliable at the free throw line tonight. As a team, they haven't shot real well. But he's been good. 5 for 5 now. Second one up. Off the back iron, in and out. But rebound. Vandergrinst got inside of McCants and then skips it back out. Hodge for three this time, and it's off the mark. Long rebound off Keith Cunningham, chasing it down on the far side, and Alleman will keep it.
And again, there's that case in point. As we've said, they pursue the ball. They don't give up. There, that hustle play allowed them to retain possession. Very impressive with that.
Vandergrinst, right baseline, into the lane. Matichek drives, blocked by McCants. Loose ball. He pokes it over to Justin Endoff. Nice read by McCants to get that back into the Silver Streaks possession with under 2 minutes to go in the game now. Fields inside the lane. Cunningham shoots from 5 feet out, missed it. Rebound underneath Connor Fitch. Into the front court, Matichek. Left side, Hodge. Little keep away. He's going to launch a long three and hits. And Alleman calls a timeout. Hodge with 6 in the quarter, 8 for the half, and now 13 for the game. 59-47.
And they're within 12.
Yeah, with a minute 41 to go. One of those don't look now kind of moments, right?
Yeah, and again, as the game continues on, and I wasn't able to see the game in Alleman, but here tonight, they have not given in. They've not given up. And as you said, Brad, they know who they are. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. And they try as much as they can to play to those strengths, and that is hustle, try to get all loose balls, all rebounds, try to get as easy shots as they can and convert those. And they've done that very nicely here tonight.
Minute 41 to play. Silver Streaks looking for their 15th win of the season. In Mike Reynolds' 11 seasons as head coach at Galesburg High School, the Pioneers have defeated the Streaks only once. And now they force a near turnover, but a loose ball goes to Keith Cunningham after they forced it out of Jalen McCants' hands. Quinn Anderson had an open 18-footer. Now he's going to step back, shoot the three, and it's off the mark. And that helps Alleman as the tie-up called on the weak side rebound between Endoff, Cunningham, and Matichek. And because of the held ball, the Streaks are going to hang on to it. They don't need to be shooting the ball here, leading by 12 with a minute 24 to go.
No, and you'd like nothing but layups here in this situation. The clock is your ally here.
Fields on the inbound to Endoff. Pulls it back out to Mitchell Sampson, who came in place of Anderson. Now Nick Fields in the midcourt circle. Dribbles, picks it up, kicks it back out to Mitchell. Sampson on the left side. Here comes the trap. Feeds it to the right side. Endoff, nice job. Passes up the three, skips it back over to Mitchell. We're down to 1:05 to go in the game. Streaks just running clock here. Skip pass right side to Endoff. Again, had an open look at it, but he wisely passed it up. Streaks going to run some
good
more time
work here by the Streaks to take the air out of the ball here.
Nice to see this after some struggles managing the ball late in quarters, late in games. And now a reach-in foul by Hodge as the Streaks successfully ran the clock down to 48 seconds to play before Hodge finally stopped the clock on the foul against him, his third, and puts Mitchell Sampson at the line for a 1-1. 48 seconds to play, 48.3 seconds to go. And Alleman with wholesale substitution, so Kyle Murray calls off, basically waves the white flag with that massive substitution. And Mitchell will shoot a 1-1. And Mike Reynolds looks to Riley Milan, and he may start to put some of his players in. Ooh, missed free throw badly by Mitchell, but the rebound goes right back to Jalen McCants, his 12th of the game. And the Streaks may not get to send anybody else into the game. Let's see if Alleman fouls or if they let the Streaks just dribble this one out. 59-47, Streaks have the floor spread. Quinn Anderson on the left side. Colin Snyder comes out to at least force the issue. Quinn still with a dribble, trying to get around Snyder with down to 24 seconds to go. And Alleman really just playing kind of soft defense here, just get close enough to force the count on the dribble or holding the ball. And the Streaks will be able to run out the final, well, really minute and a half by the time it's all said and done and secure their 15th victory of the season, their third straight in the Western Big Six. Galesburg goes to 4-4 in conference play, 15-10 on the season. Alleman has lost six in a row and drops to 0-9 in the Western Big Six Conference. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Did your parents get a new ride?
Tell me it's not a Toyota.
It's definitely a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
They're beautiful, they're functional, and they're the most dependable brand on the market. So the question isn't who's driving a Toyota. The question is, who wouldn't want to drive a Toyota? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. The 2019s have arrived, so stop by and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Harbor Gray Metallic and Galactic Aqua Mica. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Everyone remembers their first time. It's a momentous occasion. The first time you stepped up to the McDonald's counter and uttered the words, "I'll take a Big Mac." Your life changes forever, and it's about to feel like the first time all over again because the Big Mac just got bacon. As if your mouth didn't water enough at the thought of two 100% pure beef patties, pickles, crisp lettuce, onions, American cheese, and Big Mac sauce all sandwiched between a sesame seed bun. Now there's three pieces of crispy applewood smoked bacon, too. The Bacon Big Mac for a limited time at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates aren't changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Clear tonight, about low of zero, wind chill to 10 below zero. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 26. Clouds back tomorrow night with a low of 17. Sunday, cloudy with snow likely through early afternoon, maybe mixed with freezing drizzle, high of 29. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 9 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Quick game here tonight at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks really took care of business. 59-47 the final. Galesburg improves again to 15-10 on the season. Their third straight conference win puts them at 4-4. Alleman has lost six in a row overall to drop to 8-17, and they're 0-9 in the Western Big Six Conference. I tell you, Alleman, you know, they played hard in the second half. The Silver Streaks delivered what I would say was almost a knockout blow in the second quarter when Galesburg built that 19-point lead. And I don't know if that little 6-0 run at the end of the second quarter
gave him some confidence, a jump in their step and a little bit of a shot to the arm there, so to speak. But, you know, as the game wore on, and we talked about that during the broadcast, I just felt like that they won't give in, they won't give up. Again, they know their strengths and weaknesses. They're scrapping. All those little hustle plays are going to lead to them being able to do things that are going to keep them not necessarily within striking distance, but certainly respectable. And there tonight, they were very respectable. They're very limited in what they can do offensively. Physically, they don't have a lot of size or speed or quickness. But I'll tell you what, they get the most out of what they have. And for that, they should be commended and complimented, because that's all you ask of anybody, that you know that they get the most out of what they have. And tonight, a 12-point ball game, they played hard to the end and tried to do everything they could here to compete tonight against a ball club, the Silver Streaks, that have lots more in terms of what they bring to the table on the basketball floor.
Well, the last few weeks they frustrated Moline, they frustrated Quincy, at Quincy, no less, and those are two games, kind of reversals in those games. Those were two games that they really hung in there against those teams late into the third quarter, at least in the Moline game, before the Maroons kind of put them away in the fourth quarter. Here the Streaks put them away in the second quarter, but then they just kind of hung around. So, I mean, this still, I feel like, is kind of where they have been in January and February. They've gotten better as the season has gone along. And, again, I still don't quite know whether to feel we'll find out from Mike Reynolds how he feels about it. What's your take? You think he's going to be – I mean, bottom line is the Streaks win, so I know he's going to be satisfied with that.
Yeah, it's one of those that a win is a win, and you don't have to describe how you do it. There were some bright spots here, things. We talk about Quinn Anderson. He had a very nice game. We did some things in terms of our press that we got some turnovers and certainly got them playing faster. So, yeah, there's bright spots here. But they do enough to muck it up, so to speak, and to make you not necessarily look bad, but to make plays that, you know, that keeps the game respectable. So, therefore, you walk away sometimes a little dissatisfied with your play. Just simply because they make hustle plays and do things that, you know, are going to make things happen.
That's the key right there, and I think that's why maybe I feel a little frustrated here, because I don't mean to imply that I feel like we didn't play well or we should have beat these guys by 40. That's
or that we
I
didn't
mean.
Hustle. They, right. they yeah, all
I
of
feel
those
like
things.
They hustle. I feel like they had more energy, and that's why I ask, what do you think Mike Reynolds is going to think? Because that kind of stuff usually doesn't sit well with him.
No, it doesn't, and that may be one of these things that, you know, as he digests this game, as he watches it on tape, he'll be able to see those things that he feels like are things that we need to address. Sometimes the big picture here, the snapshot that you see here, you can't quite put your finger on it, especially when you're coaching and you're within the game. But I think that he would think when all said and done here that he felt like his ball club did not play as well as they would have liked, mm-hmm. and may have not got the loose balls and the,
right.
the balls off the glass rebounding wise that he feels like that they need to or that they should have.
Let's take a break here on the post game. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach. Still have to run through our final stats and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. 59-47, Streaks win it. They're 15-10. Sophomores won 67-40. This is Galesburg High School post game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
I like that rationale. 59-47, Galesburg defeats Alleman. No head coach yet, so let's go ahead and give you our post-game statistics. The final numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Shooting-wise, we shot the ball percentage-wise very well tonight, 23 out of 47 for 48. Our three ball was better. We were 5 out of 13 at 38%. Alleman, 18 out of 42 for 42%. 3 out of 7 with a 3 ball for 42% as well. Lots of their shots that they scored upon tonight were in the paint area, and I think that that's an area that maybe Coach Reynolds would be a little dissatisfied that they were able to get into the paint to mm-hmm. get easier shots. That was the way they're going to have to score. They don't have enough, again, firepower or skill shooting-wise to be able to match us. Rebound-wise, I know he'd be we haven't been out-rebounded very often at all this year, and we were out-rebounded tonight 27-24 by Alleman. And turnover-wise, it wasn't really very clean. And again, as you said, where there was not pressure placed upon us, a lot of ours were self-induced, unforced turnovers here where we committed 15 of them and they committed 17. A lot of those, as I say, against our press where, it wasn't necessarily steals. It was them throwing the ball away from having to play too fast against our press. So that part was effective by us defensively.
7 for 13 from the free throw line were the Streaks. Alleman, 9 out of 15. Individual scoring. They had three players in double figures. Chase Vandergens led the way with 14 points. Dane Hodge, 13. Sam Maticek with 10. Nate Sheets had 6 points. He was their leading rebounder with 7. And again, Sheets is just 5'11", and he had 7 rebounds. I mean, that's hustle.
And pursuing the ball.
Yeah. Yep. Killian Ahern with 3. Elijah Campos had 1. For the Silver Streaks, Quinn Anderson led the way with 20. Jalen McCants, another double-double, 18 points, 12 rebounds. Mitchell Sampson, Keith Cunningham at 6. Nick Fields, Justin Endoff, Riley Milan all finished with 3. Streaks win it, 59-47. Talk with head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back and also give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks are 15-10. They win it by 12 over Alleman. And this is Galesburg High School boys basketball post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at breedlovesports.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Jeffrey Soper of Galesburg, Bill Linesader of Knoxville, and Jenny Howard of Dehinda each won $100 when they were spotted wearing a white WGIL button. To find out how you can win, go to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks defeat Rock Island Alaman 59-47. Still no sign of the coach, and I think Steve and I were talking off the air. That gives us a pretty good feel about his level of satisfaction or dissatisfaction. We'll talk with him when he comes up, but we do have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And I like what you said, Steve. It was a weird game in terms of trying to figure out, you know, what was the crunch time of this game. So I think we've got it kind of narrowed down, and we had some candidates. It was just hard to kind of figure out, okay, so which of those candidates do we want to give it to for what point of the game? But we've got it now.
Yeah, when we talked about this ball game here, Alaman, we extended our lead in the second period and we're off to the races and looked like we could really potentially win going away. And they answered toward the end of the half and went on a 6-0 run to make it with where, as we talked about, they would be within striking distance. They came out to begin the second half. And we committed a couple turnovers. They scored on a couple baskets and got it within 9 or at least 10. And at that point, Quinn Anderson made a couple of different plays.
It was 30-21.
Yeah, so 9-point deficit. Yep. Quinn Anderson made a couple plays defensively, a couple plays offensively, got us back going the right way, and we're never in doubt again. And because of that, and he played a fine game anyway tonight, and we've talked about him being a threat offensively in terms of scoring points. He was that tonight, obviously scoring 20 points, and he is, because of all of those things, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Quinn Anderson, here tonight against the Alaman Pioneers in a 59-47 victory.
I think we especially like the exchange there when the lead got down. You mentioned Justin Endoff, the little dribble penetration. He was able to kick it out to Quinn, who knocked down the three. Then a couple of possessions, a couple of trips back down the floor later. Quinn did the same thing. He had the dribble penetration, kicked it out, and Justin knocked down the three. So that was kind of a big series because we talked about how just really out of sorts the Streaks looked coming out of halftime. They looked that way going into halftime, too. So it just kind of carried over into the second half. And that 19-point lead at 30-11 was part of a 10-0 run. Final 6 points of the half. First 4 points of the second half for the Pioneers, and they were down by 9 all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I mean, and again, back and forth against their zone offense, you have to penetrate those gaps, dump the ball off, get it moving with an extra pass, reverse it when you need to. Mitchell Sampson in the first half got the ball in the high post and made lots of good decisions. But the sequence there in the third period between Justin and Quinn of doing those things right there and being able to score off of those and get us on a little mini run to get us some breathing room and take off from there, really a key sequence in the ball game.
So Quinn Anderson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, finished with 20 points tonight. That's his career high at John Thiel Gym. We talked about his career high previously was 23 down at the Taylorville tournament. Nice for a senior to have a game like this in the home gym. Very few people who are Silver Streaks. Certainly there was no student section down there, so it's nice for him to be able to do that in front of his peers.
And Brad, too. Tonight we needed to replace some points in the lineup with Eric being
That's
out.
Right. Yep.
And Quinn stepped up and did a nice job of replacing Eric's points tonight and did a really good job, and you know, hats off to him tonight.
So the coach joins us now. Mike Reynolds is with us here for our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And, Coach, we'll just kind of turn it over to you. First of all, Steve and I were kind of talking about, we were mentioning sort of the energy level, I guess, here tonight more than anything. We got out-rebounded, and we had 15 turnovers against a team that maybe doesn't put a whole lot of pressure. What's your assessment of kind of your overall feeling about this game?
Well, we had more turnovers tonight than we had last weekend combined, I think. It's overplaying, over-dribbling. We just didn't play well enough, you know, and credit them. They out-hustled us. They outplayed us. We were able, you know, thank goodness Quinn made some shots. Jaden was able to make some layups, but certainly wasn't our crispest performance. You know, we have life's not perfect. You know, Jaden got hit in the face a little bit there in the first half. We, you know, had some adversity before the game. I mean, life's not perfect. You just got to play. You got to play, and they played hard, and they got out rebounded us. You know, stats are a little skewed sometimes. I think, you know, we were able to turn them over enough and go in to get some layups that, you know, maybe we didn't have quite as many rebounds, but we got to be better. We have to be better, and we know that, and we put the challenge on them to be better, and I think they'll respond.
And you win a ball game, you know, we always talk about it. It's not how, it's how many, and we did that here tonight, and I know you're not pleased with some of the areas that we didn't play as well and that you'd like. What are some things here that you're pleased with as you leave here tonight? And knowing you, you're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Quinn played well. I thought, you know, I mean, hence the bad shot there at the end of the game. After we had three other bad ones, you know, I think he's smarter than everybody maybe in the gym. He shouldn't be shooting that after we talked about it. But, yeah, I thought he played really well and under control, did some nice things. I thought Nick at times played really well. I thought Justin, you know, he had a couple turnovers, but I think at times he played under control. Mitchell, you know, banged his ankle a little bit. I thought he played under control. The guards played well. I thought our inside guys weren't as good as normal, you know. But that happens sometimes, and you know, we continue to move forward.
Was there an adjustment at the first quarter break? The first quarter was really ugly, and we came out and really asserted ourselves there in the second quarter and really took command of the game outside of not a very good finish to the second quarter going into the locker room. Was there an adjustment, or was there just, let's go out and play and play smart?
Well, it was awful slow first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought we were trying to play a lot of one-on-one, like we're in a sophomore game or a freshman game, you know, where you can make an individual move and score. At the varsity level, you gotta get him in a closeout, you gotta drive him in, kick it, move it, play the game the right way, and when we did that, we looked really good. We just didn't do that quite enough during the game, and, you know, we got up almost 20 points there in the second quarter, and then let them outscore us by 5 there in the last couple minutes of it, and then, you know, they took it to us a little bit at the third quarter, then we got a little bigger lead, and then we took some bad shots at the end. It was kind of a yo-yo game, but, you know, that's our, third conference win in a row, so, right. I mean, you know, we got 2 more conference games to try to continue to be better, and that's our goal.
Let's talk about next Friday night here. Big crowd here, home court advantage. We're on a roll here. What are some things that we want to do this week to get ready for that?
Well, I think you got to figure out a way to guard Billups. I mean, Billups went off on us. We can watch that Rocky tape. Rocky was able to hold him down. But, you know, Rock Island's got really good long individual defenders in Price and Holtham. You know, guys that maybe we don't have that type of guy necessarily. So we may have to come up with a little bit of a different plan. But if you can stop Weimers and you can stop Billups and you can stop Harding, you got yourself a shot. And we did that against Danville. Just the other guy shot 100%, I think. But, you know, we'll have a similar game plan to that game and try to get that ball inside of Jalen and Keith and see if they can make, you know, a finish a little more. And hopefully this time we can keep Billups from shooting 20 free throws like he did last time. I think he set Joey's record, world record, for most free throws. And he's broken it a couple times, I think. You know, I think he did that against Rock Island. You know, UT, I think he's had like 40 free throws, Ryan said, in 2 or 3 games. So, you know, I mean, it's like sometimes it's like guarding Kevin Durant.
Final thoughts. Going to go ahead and work the kids, I suppose, for a little while tomorrow morning. Of course, a big dance tomorrow night.
No, you know, I think it's a good time to get, you know, we've had so many goofy days.
Yes.
You know, where we've had
to get back into routine
an hour practice here. We have to get out of here real quick. I think it's good for us to take a deep breath. We want to play in, you know, we want to play in more than 3, but we know we hope to have 3 really good Friday nights. And, you know, we got a Saturday mixed in there, Tuesday. We'll need another good Tuesday, but we may be all the way in Freeport. We may be a Geneseo. We don't know. We've made our own bet on the seeds. We don't have any argument on where anybody seeds us. So we think we're good enough to win the whole thing. So we got to get back to having that kind of bounce and that kind of intensity. And we got 3 weeks to prove me wrong or prove me right. I got a good feeling we're going to prove me right this time.
That's Coach Reynolds. I know. I like this. We're going the right way.
And when we're here next Friday, we will know the answers to exactly what you're talking about. Coach, congratulations on the win, and have a good rest of your weekend.
All right, thank you.
59-47 the final. The Streaks win it over Alleman, and they go to 15-10 in the season, as Coach alluded to. 3 straight Western Big Six Conference victories, and they get back to the 500 mark at 4-4. Steve, enjoy your week. we'll get a, try to get ourselves back into a little bit of routine.
Exactly.
With all this
it's been tough for everybody, yeah.
And we'll be back here next Friday.
This will be a big one here next Friday night. I look forward to it greatly.
Yep, Moline will bring a good crowd. Hopefully the Silver Streaks will make this place loud and noisy and uncomfortable for them and pull off a big, big victory. Sophomores won tonight, 67-40. Varsity wins 59-47. That'll close things out from John Thiel Gym for tonight. Our thanks to Brian Pretzcott, our broadcast engineer at the downtown studios. For Brian, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night and good weekend from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.